You have made the neder. And if the person can say, honestly, Rabbi, if I would have known, if I would have been consciously aware of this piece of information, I would not have made the neder, then the chacham is matir, then you are hereby released from your neder.
Okay.
So the Gemara, the Mishnah has the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. Let's say the information that the chacham wants to use to release the person from his neder is noilat. At the moment when he made the neder, that event did not yet happen. The ordinary Pesach is the information that the Chacham is using to release the person from the neder already happened. It already existed at the time when the neder was made. It's just that the person that made the neder was not consciously...
He wasn't
paying attention. He wasn't aware. But the event, the situation was already present. He just...
But let's say if something hasn't happened yet. It was only Neulad.
Oh, Neulad. It only came...
He only evolved.
Exactly. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chamim. And the Mishnah gave an example. For example, one example was the presence that I would make a neder that I will not walk into this house. There's a house and this address I'm not going to walk in. And then at a later point in time, that house became a Beis HaKnesses. So at the moment when he made the neder, it was not yet a Beis HaKnesses.
Right.
So the Chacham says, did you know that this house would one day be a Beis HaKnesses? And now because of your neder, you're not allowed to walk into that location. You're not going to be able to go to the Ofruf, to the whatever it is.
Oh, or to Daven, let's say that's...
To Daven, right? So had I known, I would never have made the neder. But wait a minute. At the moment when you made the neder, this location was not yet a Beis HaKnesses. The typical example was, did you know, person sees a house. I'm not going to ever walk into that house. Did you realize that if that house was in disguise, it was a shul? Even though it was, from the outside, it looked like just a regular house, but inside there was already a shul from the very beginning. Also, that's a classic example. Oh, I didn't know that. The reality already existed. It already existed in Mitzvahs. It's just you were not keen, you were not aware. That's,
but here we're talking about something.
Right, it did not yet happen.
It wasn't, yeah.
Smachloikis. Now, what's the
Mekom? So what does Rablazer say?
Dasan va'aviron. That's the
so what does Rablazer say?
He says you can. Rablazer says you can be Pesach b'noilat. You can do it. And the Chum say no. You cannot be possessed.
Only if something that was there,
exactly,
you just weren't conscious of it. You weren't aware.
Exactly. My time, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Chisda, Rabbi Mekar, Kimeis to Kol Noshim, Rabbi Eliezer holds Kimeis Kol Noshim.
That's what Avira was talking about.
That's what he said. So Moshe, now here you have to have
because they lost their money.
Oh, yeah, one thing at a time. So here is the very big insight. According, what neder? We're dealing with the neder.
Yeah.
So we have to see something which most people are not aware of. I never knew this.
Yeah.
Is that Moshe Rabbeinu made a neder. He will never go back to Egypt. He had enough of these people.
Oh,
he will
Rashi
never go back. Okay? Now,
I never knew that he made a neder.
Either did I. Join the club.
Wow.
I think you should tonight.
This is one of my favorite Rashi.
You should go to Mountain Fruit and stop every person in Mountain Fruit and ask them, tell me, why did Moshe make a neder that he's never going to go back to Egypt after they said, let's look at the Rashi and the Ran. It's a very fascinating
insight.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, he may call Noshim Rashi Lefisha Nodar Moshe Liyishroi. I never knew that. It's a Rashi. I never saw that before.
No, Rashi doesn't say
it's
it.
It's new information.
It's probably a Medrash.
So Rashi here says, Lefisha Nodar Moshe Liyishroi Shaloi Loshov Mitzrayim Beshvil Oisin HaNoshim HaVakshim Esnafshai. Kidu Farshla, come on. Vayoyel Moshe. Moshe, what's the word Vayoyel? So he makes a whole drush over here. Moshe wanted Vayoyel Moshe. Now Vayoyel Moshe was, he wanted to get married. Vayoyel Moshe Losheves Esoish. This pasuk L'chor is discussing the very beginning. It's not even discussing the time when he wanted to go back. Isn't the pasuk Vayoyel Moshe Losheves Esoish?
Yeah, I remember.
In the very beginning, Chvesnish. Upasach Lehamakim. Who is Matad the Neder?
Should I bring a Chumash? Oh, okay.
Who is Matad the Neder? The Ribbonoy Shaloylam. Lo yachel devaroi, who einoi meichel, aval acher. Even Hashem can be meichel the neder. Hashem made a shvua that he's not going to redeem Kal Yisrael. Hashem made a shvua. Wasn't that the mice of the baskol? That Hashem made a shvua that he's not going to redeem Kal Yisrael until a certain point. And he took this, there was an Amoira or a Tana that heard this baskol come out. And they said to him, why weren't you matir Hashem's neder?
Where's this Gemara?
It's a Gemara somewhere. You should be matter the neder.
So it's like someone made a shvua that what?
Someone heard a baskel. There's a Gemara somewhere in Sefer Brachos where a person was in a churban. He heard a baskel. Yotzei from Shemayim.
Me?
Shlomi, you already learned the Shas 37 times. Don't you know where the Gemara is? Somewhere in Brachos. Someone was in the churban. He heard a baskel. That came from Shemayim and says, oily.
Ah, Rabbi Yotzei. Churban, right in the beginning of the Gemara.
Yeah,
now he made a shvua. I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash.
Though he heard this another Gemara. He heard a Shavua. I made a Shavua that I'm not going to redeem my... So he told over, he related this Baskel to his Chavedim, and they said to him, why were you not Matir Hashem's Neder?
Hashem made him a Shavua that what?
He's not going to redeem us until we do Teshuvah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. Over here you have a Hechetim, so where Hashem...
Later made, on, could you look it up?
Where Hashem made a Shavua, or Hashem made a Neder? And we could have been matir, and you have the other way around, where Moshe made a neder, and Hashem is matir.
Interesting.
Okay, so normally you would think that Torah lav Hashemayim, that both
it
parties,
has to be a human being.
Both parties involved in this technique right. have to be here on this earth.
Right.
You have two different Mamori Chazal, which indicate is that one party can be a member of this world, and the other can be.
Is it possible you could look it up for me? That
maybe,
on the computer?
Maybe.
You have a chance.
If I keep my eyes open later, we can. Okay, v'lesa ki meisu kol ho'anoshim. Nachmal the Rashi is a fascinating Gemara. Lufi shenadar Moshe.
But the young Moshe
you
is admit, much
you never heard this. Right? You never heard this before. That Moshe made a neder. Moshe made a neder. He made a neder. Lufi shenadar Moshe liyisur shaloshem misham b'shuli osman
misham nafshi.
Can the first become one? Vayol Moshe lepasach like mokam makel shprochu was mati the neder. Bekach leich shuv mitzrayim umotu lucha kedin. It's permitted according to the law. Shabashvil oison shenodarta. Those two people that you made the neder because of is being a pesach kvar meisim.
Half of a fella, never.
So that means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Nadav v'Aviv are dead for real. Not like we're taught that they didn't die. That's the next piece of Gemara. They became poor. It means that they mamish died. So later on,
no, it's not a stira.
How could it be? It says
no, one second, it's not a stira. Even it became
Kerach.
Poor, but it's not a stira. You know why? Because even it became poor.
Wait, that's the next Gemara. Wait, hold off. One second.
No, but it's not a stira with the nether.
I know. Hold off one second. Later on, their names are mentioned explicitly in the story of Kerach. It was Kerach.
By the way, you should know that they were from the. Did you know they were from the Shaitrim? They didn't want to hit.
Oh, that's why. The Yam split. The split them, right.
All these years. Some cipher says all these
they,
years.
They took the beatings for Klal Yisrael. The Pel de Gazach, right? So it's...
Yeah,
when they did not able to produce bricks, the quota of bricks, so they Vayuku, they were beaten. They took the
and that's because they became Tzimhadim.
And that's because they were even though they originally did not want to leave Egypt, and even though they attacked stayed behind, they had a change of mind, and the Yam split just in their honor. Second time around.
Yeah.
There was a second splitting of the Yam
Dathan,
just for them.
Dathan and...
What? There are two versions of the movie. There are the second
version. Please, Lee.
Vaita.
Next.
I never saw it, so I never saw it.
Next, weiter, next.
I'm innocent.
Meaning next.
Rashi, Vayom Moshe, Posach La'amokim,
B'kach, B'kach. I want to understand, Vayom Moshe,
they
was
the beginning.
About,
it's talking about, do you want to marry Tzipora?
Me? Vayom Moshe wanted?
He wanted to marry Tzipora.
So Vayom means Shvua, or?
I don't know, there's Daf Samachay, we're coming up soon. I didn't learn the Gemara.
Okay,
I told you, I didn't prepare anything today. I didn't prepare one word. Vayel Moshe Pasach Le'amokam Bekach Lechshu V'Shem B'Mud Mud Lo Kedin Shabashvil Oisim Shenodarta Kivar Meisim Heim. Oh, so therefore the Pshutoy Shal Mikra of the Gemara is it's Noilad.
Right.
Moshe, and the reason why I'm not going to go back is because these two people they want to kill me. So Hashem says to Moshe, they died. That's a new event.
Oh, but the time he made the Shvua,
they were alive.
No, they were dead.
We're not going like that, Mandav. We're going like Rabbi Eliezer wants to bring a raya. From this, just take it at face value for the moment, right. Is that you can seach b'noilat. Poischen b'noilat.
So what's the riot here?
Because they were alive at the moment when Moshe made, and now
yes.
They're dead.
Oh, I got
so
it.
So how can Hashem be matter the
neder? I got it.
They're dead.
I got it.
Take it at face value. He may call Noshim v'chol meis v'chol meis
v'chol
meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis v'chol meis
v'chol meis
v'chol meis v'chol meis. Now, Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? My time to my Rabbanon. My time. What's Slachar is a very nice raya.
Yeah.
Even though it says beferish that they were alive by Dosan Vavirim, they were still by Koyach, they were still alive.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say? There are different answers. It's not such a kasha.
Svarei.
Rabbanon. My tamayu. What's the reason? Kosarvi hanu kimais hanu mimaisay. They didn't die. It's not true. They're alive and kicking. Dosan Vavirim. They did not die. You know what they say about the Bnei Korach? You know, it says in the Pali, there was once a rabbi, he got up in Drosh, he matured in a shul, and he says, Yerushalayim, you know this part? The rabbi got up in front of the Balabat when he says, it says in the pasuk, Uvenei Koirach, Loi Mesu. So where are they? Where are they? They're right here in this shul.
Me.
They're right here. All the troublemakers.
Me.
They're right here. So therefore, V'hol, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my rabbi, my Yochanan, Hanu, my Maisei, did they die? V'hol, Rabbi Yochanan, M'shem Arushim, Ben Yochai, Kol Mokam, M'shem Anitzim, V'nitzavim, Einan Ela Dosan V'avirim. I don't know why you need to come on to that. It says in the pasuk, their names are mentioned beferish in the story of Korach. So what's the Gemara here saying the word Nitzim, V'nitzavim? Somebody must ask this question. You want to go say that they were different people?
1 second, Nitzim and Nitzavim says later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Mitzrayim.
Right, so who were those people? There was Dosan V'Aviram. Who were the people that were always making trouble for Klal Yisrael? It says the word, look at the Ran.
One second.
We gotta go quick. We gotta learn, we have to train ourselves to go very fast. It's like davening, like a Hasidish davening. The Hasidic.
So now let's go.
So Ran. Kol mokom shnemar nitzavim in el dosavim nitzim shnei anoshim. It says two anoshim nitzim shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim nitzavim kidechsev. It says vayifku es Moshe v'es Aaron nitzavim likrosam v'lo yadinan man ninu alma ois anoshim shohayu nitzim shehil shimilu Moshe. It's the same nitzim, the same two people that were fighting with each other. They were fighting by Moshe. Moshe's rosha lomata. What it says?
He only lifted up his hand.
So yeah. There it says the word nitz. There it says shenashim anashim ivrim nitzim, and it says later on nitzavim. It's the zelbe people. It's a drasha. It's the same people. Das hoyu hoyu v'ha'im atzim hoyu ba'adas koyach u'shma mina. They did not die. The loy mesu. Okay, but it says in the past the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up. Doesn't it say their names? Their names are mentioned explicitly. It's bothering. Okay,
no, it says, of course it says the names. Tanaker, he went, I'm sure Biden said,
Haine,
so even if you were to poke our eyes, we would not go with Nala.
So why then do we need to come on to a drasha of Nitzim and Nitzavim when their names are mentioned explicitly?
So
you want to answer that there's a different Dosan Vaviram? They were named after them. Every troublemaker is called by their name. Every troublemaker, there's a paro, and there's Navi Melech, and there's a there's a Dosan Vavirim. Is that the pshat? Highly unlikely. Ella Vait in the Gemara. Yeah, Vait. What's the answer? So come up to him and Nitzim Nitzavim. Einam Ella Dosan Vavirim. Ella. So what's the pshat then? They were alive. It's not
Pesach.
Ella Amarish. So what's how? What did Hashem? What then did the moon Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu? They already died.
Mm.
It means that they were Yardu Minichsehen. They were on government programs. That's not a raya. You can be a multimillionaire and also be on government programs if you know how to play the system. Ella, Amar Rav Shlok, Shayodu b'nechseyem, they were poor. Now, here's an incredible chiddush. I never knew this. Never. By the way,
Rashi says, Hey, Ma'atzim, Adas v'Koyrach. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
The names are in the Adas v'Koyrach. That's the parsha of...
So, but why is the Ran adding that? Why is the Ran adding that? The Gemara doesn't mention about Adas Koyrach.
That pasuk, because that pasuk, Ashnei Anoshim, in the Nitzim Likrosoi, is the parsha of Dosan Davira, is the parsha of Koyrach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. Now, yeah. Here's a very, very important piece of information to learn Chumash. It's, so what is the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said that you're not being Paseach, this is not a sugya of being Paseach B'noilat, because when it says in the pasuk dosan,
by the way, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You're a nitz in the tzavon, and it says in Shemos. Koyrach is in Bamidbar.
So where does it say? What's the story in Shemos? What was the ma'is in Shemos? What was the story there?
Oh, I told you, nitzim. First, when they were arguing, then tzavon says later they came. He says, since you've come down, that they put more hardship on us.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. It's the end of Shemos.
So you see the Ran quote?
It's the last Aliyah in Parashat Shemos. You're right. I'm sorry.
So you're seeing the Ran adds Koyrach, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
Hifshinu es Recheinu, you're right. I made a mistake. Right. Okay.
Me?
You are right. Let's go further. Now, Amar Reish Lakish, this is a very important point now. Shiyardu minichsin. Now, what does this mean? It means when it says that they died, it doesn't mean they died. It means they became poor. Me. But wait a minute. Now, this. When did they become poor? Until I saw this Gemara, I always thought they became poor after this story. When Dosan va'aviram were fighting with each other, Rosha, Loma, Sakereyacha, Rosha, Kamaischa, At that point in time, then in the back of your mind, you know, everyone in the back of their mind knows that they died. Ki kvar, it says in the pasuk, ki meisu hanoshim amavakshas nafshecha.
Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu, right.
They died.
Right.
Everyone knows, Rashi quotes it, everyone knows they became poor. So in my little teeny little mind, always thought is that they became poor in between the time when they were fighting with one another,
right,
and 40 years later when Moshe Rabbeinu was recruited by Hashem. There were two people that were fighting, punching each other out. So Moshe runs away. 40 years later, Hashem says, Moshe, I have a job for you. I can't go back. I don't want to go back. I'm afraid to go back. You don't have to worry. Those people, kimesu ho'anoshim ha'mavakshim esnafshecha. What does it mean in Mesu? Everyone knows. It means they became poor.
Yeah.
When did they become poor? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they declared bankruptcy. Go look it up online.
No, it looks like it became poor after Moshe Rabbeinu made the shvua.
Right, right. So it's a zelba noilat. It's a zelba noilat. Just like if they would have died.
I thought about that.
So
yeah.
What is this Gemara teaching you? A very important insight. They were already poor before they were fighting with one another. And Moshe didn't know that. Hashem is being poseach a neder, and it's not noilat. In order for it to be not noilat, it means that they were already poor before.
While they were fighting.
And Moshe didn't know that.
And so what was the answer? Hashem says, don't worry. They're poor. You don't have to worry about them.
Exactly.
So how does that end? They were
so
always,
that means, according to Gemara,
but they were informers.
Then Moshe, there was no need for you to leave to begin with. Just like right now, they're not informers. To be an informer, you have to have some clout. You got to be a gavir. You have to have some clout. So is a pella, is this what the Gemara means to say? Is that the same way now, there's no need to be afraid of them. So 40 years ago, there was also no need to be afraid of them. You left.
They were malshinim. They already told Paro about it. That's the reason why he fled.
The Gemara here
the Medrash said they caught him. They wanted to chop his head off. And his head became hard
the
like
Gemara
a, like,
here,
like
the
a
Gemara
marble.
The Gemara here is saying that it's not a raya. That according to the Chachamim, this is you're not being poseach.
I hear what you're saying.
Why not? Because at the time when you made the neder, did you know that they were poor? Well, I didn't know they were poor at that time. I did not know they were poor. Had I known they were poor at that time, I would not have made the neder.
Right.
But wait a minute. When did you make the neder? You made the neder on the day when you ran away. So that means if you would have known that on that day when you made the neder that they were already poor, and the mela they have no status in society, you would not have made the neder. Not only would you have not made the neder, it almost sounds like you would not have run away.
Right.
That's a pella. A pella. They say that Moshe ran away was the only reason why he ran away was based on a mistake. Could you say such a thing?
Hey.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll say no. He would have run away no matter what. But he would not have gone so far to make a neder. He would have entertained the possibility, maybe I'll go back. You know that you're splitting hairs. I mean, Shaul Lehman, what do you say about this?
So what exactly is the kasha when you're saying about Rabbanan? That it's not a...
The Rabbanan hold Ein Paischin Benoilat.
Right.
So we have a kasha, because Rabbi Eliezer L'chor has an Eisen Uprayer that you Pasech Benoilat.
Right.
The Ribbono Shel Olam was Matir the Neder of Moshe Rabbeinu with a Noilat.
But here there was never a Noilat, they were still around.
And for the Gemara, it's not a Noilat. You know why it's not a Noilat? Because when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Taka was a Neder. There was a Neder. And Hashem was Matir the Neder. He was marred to the nether with a Pesach. And what is the Pesach was not Noilat because they were already poor. It doesn't mean they died. It means they were poor. And they were already poor before you made the nether.
So therefore. So this is the right, yeah.
It's a pellet to say such a thing. Let's see. Let's go. Okay, now let's see the Ron fish of the Gemara. Let's look at the Ron. The Ron says,
and why did he think when he ran away, he was afraid they were going to squeal on him? Why did he think they were going to squeal on him? They
because
did.
Because they didn't like him. Because they insulted him.
Yeah.
All right, L'chara, this is what comes out in the Gemara, yeah. Unless you're going to go look at all the Mefarshim over here and try to find the Chiddush. What is the Tosfos say over here? Ella sheyardu minichsehen uvenoilad ki hai de oini moid. Oh, ooh, look at that! You know, we asked my kasha. Tosfos, Shloime, do you see this?
Where is it?
On the side of the page.
On the right.
Tosfos
asked
my kasha. He asked my kasha.
Uvenoilad.
Pile ploim. What he says over here.
Uvenoilad.
He says this type of noilad. Ein Achanami. It's the Zalba Noilat. They became, we were right.
They became poor later.
Later. Oh, then it's Noilat. So he writes, Uvin Noilat ki hai. The Oini, a Noila like this of Oini, Moide Rabbanon. Wow, what a chiddush.
The Rabbanon is Moide?
That the Rabbanon say there is Taka Poyschim Benoila. It depends what type. Oh. Everyone, according to Tosfos, everyone agrees.
I got it.
Poyschim Benoilat. The only question is, what type of Noilat?
Right.
A Noilat of Misa Mamish? No. That's, isn't that funny? It's the opposite of Noilat, is to be born. The Misa of Noilat, that's too much of a Noilat. But a Noilat of Oini? Gilgul HaChoyze
Bo'ilam. Should I tell you why?
Because money is lucid. Is Gilgul Oini is a Gilgul HaChoyze Bo'ilam. It's just a matter of
time.
No, I'll
tell you why. Because the Rabbanah holds such a Noilat is good, but it's not such a Noilat like a new.
Why not?
He's here, now
because
he's gone.
Because on this side, it's Gilgul HaChoyze Bo'ilam. Yeah. Money, Gilgul HaChoyze Bo'ilam. That, right. That poverty.
Is he just doesn't have the money now.
No, it's just that it's Oini. Oini is poverty. Oini, it's destined to come eventually. Cycles. Everyone in this world goes through cycles of Oini the Oisher. That's why the Gemara says when a person is rich, he should give tzedakah to protect you, because when it's inevitable that the nechassim, the person's nechassim, are going to go down, at least during that tekufa, when a person is low on cash, he shouldn't have the bezyonis of being destitute, because the zechus of giving tzedakah when he has money will prevent him from the bushel chlima that comes along with being destitute.
Why?
But Oini is inevitable.
One second, if he becomes poor, he won't have that bush because he gave tzedakah while he was...
There are poor people that get by very well. And then there are poor people that suffer geferlcha bezyonis. So Chazal said,
if they were once rich?
Everyone, the Gemara says, Oini and Oisher is a cycle that you cannot avoid. There's a cycle. Like the stock market goes up and down, up and down, up and down,
so
up and down.
So you're telling me sometimes...
Cardiogram?
There's a cycle that he could lose money.
It's inevitable that a person, there are tekufas in this world where people, they're rich, and then they become less rich. And then they become rich again. This is a tekufa in
same thing as poverty also?
That's what if you're rich, you become poor. Rich, poor, rich, poor,
and what about
poor,
just opposite? Starts off poor and becomes rich?
You become rich.
So there's still hope for me.
There's hope for all of us.
So what's that? So therefore, what are you going to say?
So Chazal say that when a person is doing well, he should give a lot of tzedakah. And in that zuchus of giving tzedakah, when the inevitable happens, it's inevitable that you're not going to be rich forever. But when the inevitable happens and a person is yordu min chasim, he should not have such a grosa yirida that it should be soivel bezyonis.
That's going to protect me. Yes. Have, I got it.
But giving the tzedakah is not going to prevent him from being yordu min chasim. It's a famous chazal.
Yeah.
Famous chazal, they say. So therefore, dasan vavim, so over here, Tosfos says, mamish devarim nefloim. He says, even the Rabban admit there is something called a Noilat, but a Noilat kihai of Oini, they admit. It's a Pella.
Why only such a Noilat?
So I told you, because this, you saw it, it's inevitable. It's inevitable that people are going to be Yodim in the Chasim. It's not a real Noilat.
Oh, I see, because that's something that happens.
Death is a real Noilat. You know why? Because you're going to live forever. No one believes for a second they're going to die. No one believes, but Oini is not is such a gross chiddush that it's gonna that it comes. I'm not telling you. Tosfos says this.
Right.
It's a Pella. Yeah. Why do you?
So that means it became poor later. That's
So my question was, why do you need to say that? Why can Tosfos say? Why can you give my answer and say is they already were poor at when they were punching each other? They already poor.
Okay.
And Moshe just didn't know. He did not know. Maybe that's what they were fighting about. They were fighting about they lost all their money.
Nay, next.
Shlomi, what do you say about this?
Next.
It's interesting that you say it's interesting.
The short sleeve to three generations.
What?
We didn't hear you.
Short sleeve to short sleeve in three generations.
What does that mean? Expression, shorts and shorts.
The grandfather had to roll up his sleeves to work hard.
And the grandchild. They had.
And the grandchild again.
It's an expression. Okay. This is Murdik Tosfos here. Unbelievable. Vaita.
Next.
Next one. Now we go off on a small Dvar Agada. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. For Adam Shein, now the Gemara is over. Okay, we're finished. We're finished. We're going to pack up for tonight. We're finished. This is the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim Benoigea, the Sugi of Poischin Ben Noilat. Now we go off on a tangent. A Sugi of Agado, Dvar Agado. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, call Adam Shein Loi Bonim, Choshev Kemes. Shenemar, Havoli Bonim, Vim Ayin, Mesa Anoichi.
Explain to me on a.
Who said
this? Rachel. Explain to me on a simple level. What does that mean? She's healthy, everything, but she's like, that's just, she's dead. Explain to me.
A woman.
In a very simplistic level.
A man, I believe that a man doesn't really understand what this means. A woman, is their DNA is meant to have children. And a woman cannot fulfill her tafkid. It's much more painful for her than for a man.
Okay.
You see that in Shidduchim. You see that in Shidduchim. Is the tzar that the Nashim have in Shidduchim is much greater than the tzar that men have in Shidduchim.
The tzar from women is a much
more... You see women... because a woman... Havoli bonvim ayin meisanochi. There is some type of natural... It's the human condition.
So you're telling me she wishes she wasn't born?
No, it doesn't say she wishes. Where does it say the word she wishes?
But she said as if she was
dead. It's an incredible tzar.
That means she has no...
This is way too philosophical for me. Let's go weiter. Havoli bonvim ayin meisanochi. V'tanya...
I learned this with a Baal Tshuva. And he sprung up. He says, "What? I don't understand this.
I hear. I don't
how
know.
Would you explain it to about?
I don't know. You do the best you can, and that's the end. There's nothing more you can do. Havoli banav yimayin meisan noch. Next, then the brayso arba chashuv. Now we have another brayso arba chashuv kineis. Four ani, a poor person, umitzayra, a leper. Why a mitzayra? Why?
What is a leper?
A leper. A leper.
We don't know what they say leprosy. We don't know what it's
a leper. A leper. Why? Bodod yeshev michutz lamachane moshavai. He has to live in isolation. Isolation. Lockdown. They were quoting this chazal. During times of lockdown, this is choshev kenisa.
Shite them.
Choshev kenisa. Bodod, why is a mitzora choshev kenes? Is it because he has the tzoras? Is that because? Or because he is... He is in a matziv of bodod yeshev michutz lamachane moyshavoy. He has to live in isolation.
Yeah.
Is that the pshat? What's the pshat? How do you fight this with Maim Chazal? Next, the suma, someone is blind. Umi she'en leibanim. Ani, the chsiv says the pasuk, kimesu kol, how do you know ani? Kimesu kol hanash from the pasuk, we just quote over here, the dust of avim, they became poor. Memeil, it's like they died. Ani, kimesu kol hanashim, mitzari, the chsiv, al no, tihi, Kemes.
It says bye bye.
Moshe was misspelled as the shortest tefillah, the shortest.
Kelner from Allah.
Al not he kemes. Let her not be like Moshe tzaras. Next, v'su the siv b'machashakim hashivani kemes. Say, let me put me in darkness like the dead. Okay, this
who
is
said this?
Zu Talmuda the Bavel. No, right? Isn't the Gemara? This refers to the Babylonian Talmud. It's dark. The Babylonian Talmud is dark. It's very difficult. You need a grosser rebbe. Like a Rishalim and Shlita to enlighten the Hoher Einenu Besoro Secha. Yeah, you got the Gemara? But Machashakim Hashivani, you have put me in darkness, Kimei Sei Olam, that refers Pshutoi Shel Mikra. Before you get into all of the Drush that it refers to Talmud Bavli, darkness you've set me, Rachmano Litzlan, people that are blind, Kimei Sei Olam. Next, Umi Shein Leibonim, Dixiv, Havli Bonim. The Mayan, Meso, Onoichi, Tai, and the Braiso, Hamuda, Hanami, Haveri, Ain, Matinoi, Elbafon, okay, Nugumar, okay, Nugumar, Nigumar. Hamuda, Hanami, Haveri, Ain, Matinoi, Elbafon, of a whole new sugya. Okay, I didn't prepare this, so we have to make a landing on this.
I'll help
bear,
you.
Please bear with me. Hamuda, make a net from me, you know, I don't want to have enough from my friend, Ain, Matinoi, Elbafon, of you have the person that's in his presence. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Tantan lebrayis is a long run over here. We don't want to wait in the middle of the funnel. Igam diyam the davka kishan neder l'tzor chaveri. Not all types of we're dealing with the neder that is l'tzor chaveri. Kineder shenadar Moshe liyisroy leishev imay lehanosei. Oh, now we're getting new insight. This is what Rashi says. Ayn daf samach aleph amid aleph. So now we have a whole new pshat. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tos em biyadi." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make a neder that he's not going to go back to Egypt? So I thought the neder was because he's afraid, he doesn't like the people, he's disgusted with society, right? They want to kill him. Achein noida hadovar.
No, because Yisra asked them to make a shua. Oh,
so the Ran here says the nether seems to be primarily because Yisra needs his help. Yisra needs a good man to work for him. So he made a shua. I'm not going to leave you. He says, "Kishneder shenada Moshe Yisra leishiv imo lehanosai."
And also, he should not leave without his permission.
So now this is problematic because if that is the case, so what then is Dosan Vaviron have anything to do if the nether is I'm not going to abandon you? Who cares about Dosan Vaviron?
Right.
It seems that Dosan I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of both together. It's a combination. I don't know. I'm not going to tell anyone that you eat Aver Menachai. Right? The World Economic Forum took place in Babylon, in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, and all of the machas were there. And during the break, they went out to lunch.
So this is a tzidkiyahu, it's the whole machlek, he was a tzaddik or not, you told
me. He's both. He's a complicated person. He's called both. He's called in one place, he's called a tzaddik, one place he's called a rasha. He was a complicated person. Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Hold
Hyde.
Hold on a second. Why was he considered another people besides a Russian? Why?
Because he didn't surrender. He did a terrible avera.
What
did
you tell me?
The Navi.
Why was he considered a tzaddik then?
Why he was matzdigal of Esadin. He was matzdigal of Esadin when they took him down to the bubble. They killed his 10 sons in front of him. They killed his 10 sons and he went blind. Chazal say
they blinded him?
No, so some say that he went blind from seeing his 10 sons being murdered in front of him. The stat vision, that sight, caused him to go mashug, to go blind.
And he says that I deserve it. He was matzah then.
Yes.
And because of that, he was considered. He was
I don't remember the details. I don't remember. That's what.
Which sefer? The sefer Melachim.
Sefer and the sefer Melachim.
Have to look this up.
Okay. So vaita. So ein atin chassidim not allowed navi.
Nei vaita.
You're a chassid. Chassidim is off limits.
Vaita.
Vaita. So over here it says Shua Sirkyo Nebuchadnezzar. What was the Shua? Sirkyo witnessed Nebuchadnezzar eat Aver Min Hachai. And Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed. So he told Sirkyo, don't tell anyone what you saw. And he took a Shavua. He took a Shavua. And then he was Mefer the Shavua. He told the Sanhedrin, I want to be Mata the Shavua. And I want to let the world know I want to release the Twitter files. On the
Tzidkiyahu was already in captivity by Nebuchadnezzar.
No, it was before. That's why the whole thing war started.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's part of the process.
He didn't
want
to surrender. Yeah.
Part of the process. No. So he revealed. Now wait a minute. Are we recording this? No, we're not. Oh no, we are recording this. The problem is it's running out of power, and I need to figure out my shul and shears in a few minutes. I have to plug this in. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to go to the shear later. Don't say that too loud. You get me a laptop. I'm not looking for trouble here. Right. Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar, that's the mice. It was for the benefit of the Shulamit, it was for the benefit of the Nebuchadnezzar, but it should not be embarrassed. Avol Neder, Shenadar, Shlo Lutzer Chaveiro, Matim Loish, or Shemloi Bifanas. Okay,
so he's giving an example.
Okay, let's just skip. Let's go by. Let's go by. We're not talking. So therefore, Tanya Hamuda Mechaver Ematim Loy Bifanas. Okay, you make a neder. I make a neder. I'm not allowed to have any handoff from you if I do something. Whatever the reason is. So the only time you have, if you want to be mad to the neder, I mean.
Why? Because that's a tzar chaver. What do you mean? Because why?
What's talking the reason why? Because what's talking the reason why? I don't know what. What is Rashi thinking? What's talking the reason? Little b'fonim shall matter. What would talking be the reason why? I don't know. Yes, a good question. Let's maybe because why? Because
okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
you must have pushed
the
answer. How do you know this? I'm not Nachman.
We discuss
how many times before. Now we understand what's going on. Now we have clarification. Vayoyel Moshe was not the Hatorah, that was the Shavua.
Yeah.
Moshe took a Shavua to Yisro that he'll marry his daughter Tzipora, and he's not going to, I take a Shavua, I will not return to Mitzrayim. I'm going to stay by the Shver. Vayoyel is not the Matir. Vayoyel was the Shavua.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so Moshe took a Shavua. Where did he take the Shavua? In Midian. He took the Shavua in Midian. So now he wants to be Matir.
But he not returned to Midian.
You have to return to Midian.
I mean, when
Moshe went to the burning bush. Where was the burning bush? Where was the Sneh, Asher Inin Ukal?
And how,
according,
okay,
to the Medrash, according to the Medrash, the Sneh was Har Sinai.
Yeah.
It was Har Sinai.
Yeah,
Har Sinai, right, Har Sinai is not in Midian. Har Sinai is not in Midian. So Moshe at the end of the Sneh said, okay, I'm gonna go back. So Hashem says, Lech Shuv. You have to first go back to Midian to be Matir, the Shvua, which you took in Midian. When it says Vayoyel Moshe Losheves Eso Ish, where did that, what was the location of Vayoyel Moshe?
In Midian.
Yeah. This Gemara, you should know, this is not much Satan's Gemara.
Nee. Right.
Okay, so this is the Vayoyel Moshe, and how do you know what the Vayoyel Moshe is? Oh! Moshe took the Shavua in Williamsburg.
Hey,
when we manipulate, it turns into the word Vayoyel Itay Ba'ola. Okay, the Gam Melchim Vachametzam. Okay, fine. Vayoyel Moshe Ena Ola El Shuah. They'll say Vayoyel Ba'ola. The Gam Melchim Vachametzam. Morad Asher Hishbiyoy Belokim. Now the Morad goes back to the story there.
That
Sidkiyahu Rebuilt Against the Vachametzam.
Asher Vachametzam. By you, is it split the two words?
In the Navi?
No, I have the Vachametzam.
Yes, it's split. Yes.
Why?
Netzar. Why is it split? I don't know why. I don't know why it is. It's split. In the Tanakh, it's split sometimes. Sometimes it's Nevuchad Retzar.
Yeah,
Retzar,
with
the Resh.
Yeah.
Nevuchad Netzar, Mora Asher. It says that Sidkiyahu,
yeah.
Sidkiyahu rebelled against the Mora and Asher Hish Bi'oi. He took an oath. Be'elokim. My Mar.
And who was Morad?
Sidkiyahu was Morad.
Oh, he was Matar the Shua.
He rebelled. He was not there, the Shua Shalom Bifonov.
Yeah.
Gemara says, my Mar Dusi, what exactly did he need to rebel? Hashkechet Sitkiel Lefanetza the Halikochel Arnova.
A rabbit.
A live rabbit. Amalei. So Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed. So he said to Tzidkio, Ishtabali, swear to me, the loy maglis ilui, what's this word over here? The loy maglis ilovai. Do not reveal, what does this word mean? Ilove. Do not reveal what you've seen. Ilove. Swear to me, will not reveal what you have seen. Vleitebuk nilsa, and the word should not get out. Ishtaba, he swore to Nebuchadnezzar. Lesoif havikom mitzar to get begufe. He had a lot of tsar. What was the tsar that he had? Because he wanted very much to reveal this, because he was causing pain, he was laying siege.
Nebuchadnezzar.
What do you mean? That the world should have no respect for him. And that way he won't have support, because Nebuchadnezzar was attacking Yerushalayim. And if people would have less respect for him, then they will help Tzidkiyahu in defeating him.
Right.
So the Kamatzali will be Gufe. Ishtil ish ashvuasa, he was shown on the Shua. The Omar, Shama Nebuchadnezzar, the Kamavazim, the Kamavazim. Ishtil shvuasa, what's the word of the Omar? So what did he do? He was on the Shua, by the Shua.
What
is it to mean?
He was
mad to
the Shua?
Period. And the Omar, he told the world the secret.
Yeah.
He was not there in the Shua privately, not in the presence of the Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
He went to the Sanhedrin, he was not to the Shua, and the Omar, he then revealed publicly that Nebuchadnezzar is a person who eats Eiver Menachai. And the Mela, he should be looked down in the eyes of the world.
Me.
Notice is exactly what Yosef did to his brothers. you get from this story an appreciation of the mice of Yosef and his brothers. Yosef, he told their father that your children are eating Eiver min hachai.
Yeah.
What's so terrible the Eiver min hachai? So to us, big deal, right? What? But so okay, so what? So you go tell your father, oh, your children, they're talking during davening, during chazaras hashatz. What else new? Okay, obviously eating Eiver min hachai. You see from this gemara over here. Right, you look at this gemara. What's the big deal? He went there. He had some meeting, some summit with all these world leaders, and he went during lunch. He happened to walk in the wrong time. He saw Nebuchadnezzar was eating Eiver min hachai. So big deal. So Eiver is a big deal. Eiver min hachai. Obviously, the fact that Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed, and Nebuchadnezzar told him, don't tell the entire world, eating Eiver min hachai is considered to be something which is so significant that you don't want the world to know.
Right.
And now Yitzchak was able to use this as a weapon against Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. He was matir the neder. He told all of the other kings of the world that this person is a lowlife. He eats Eiver min hachai. Oh, he eats Eiver min hachai. Oh. We don't have anything to do with him anymore.
So Shama.
So what do you learn from this? You learn that revealing a fact that someone eats Eiver min hachai completely downgrades their standing in society. Plug that yesoid into Yosef and his brothers.
Yeah.
What's so terrible? He comes and he tells his father, your children are eating Eiver min hachai. No? So eating Eiver min hachai.
I try to end.
Obviously, there's something very significant. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
There's a parallel.
Let's try to finish till the Mishnah.
Okay, so he heard the attack, they were talking about him publicly that he's not a good person, he's even a chai. So Shalach the Isis Sanhedrin, so therefore what did he do? Who was matter the nether? Tzidkiyahu took an oath.
Yeah.
The only way Tzidkiyahu can be released from the oath is by being going to the only one that can release him from the oath is the Sanhedrin. Yeah. That means the Sanhedrin bears guilt.
Me.
Just Tzidkiyahu, he did an avera, but he needed help. He could not pull this off by himself. He needs the Sanhedrin. So he said, "The I see Sanhedrin with Tzidkiyahu Amar Lahun Chazisun Mako Ovid Tzidkiyahu. Is this? Did you see what he did? He was mad to the neder. Lav Hachu Ishtaba B'Shmo D'Shmai D'Loi Maglina." Did he not swear to me by Hashem's name that he would now reveal the secret? So the Sanhedrin said to Nebuchadnezzar, Ishtalei Ashvuasa. He was Shoyel on the Shvuah.
Yeah.
You can only do a Shvuah when you find a Pesach Charata.
Amalei.
Mit Shalin Ashvuasa. Is there such a concept? In Judaism, where Nebuchadnezzar asked the Sanhedrin, is there such a concept in Judaism where you can be shown a neder?
Amalei.
So the Sanhedrin said, Amrilei, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, yes. Amar Luhu, now comes the key part for our Gemara. Bifanov or afilu shaloi bifanov. Okay, you tell him Yechidush that in Judaism you make a shvua, you can be matir the shvua when you go to the Sanhedrin. But does the person to whom you made the shu about, the one that it's that's relevant to, does he need to be present when you matter the shua? Amulei bifanov. Oh, now we got the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin admitted that in this type of shavua, because it's relevant to someone else, that person has to be present. Amulahoin v'atun my avitun. My time alone.
What does that mean?
What did you do? Matun, you, my avidutun.
Why didn't you do it in my presence?
Exactly. Why are you in my presence?
My time
alone. I'm reading to Tzidkiyahu. Why didn't you tell Tzidkiyahu that you're not allowed to do this? So Nebuchadnezzar, he got the Sanhedrin.
I got it.
Why? You have just admitted that what you have done was Shalom did.
Yeah.
So why didn't you tell Tzidkiyahu that you're not going to go do this?
Yeah.
So he had nothing more to say. Miyad, right away, the Sanhedrin, Yashru, the Oretz, Yidmu, Zikni, the Pasuk says, Yidmu, Zikni, Basioin, they were silent. They were put to shame. Nebuchadnezzar got the better than they were put to shame. They were silent.
So what's the track they were sitting? They were like mourning? They were like...
Yeah, they were silent.
Am Rav Yitzchak. Doi
Hashem, Vayidim Aron.
Am Rav Yitzchak.
Sheshamtu Kodem Mitachteyam. They released their pillows from beneath them. He's and he sat on the floor like Avela. So what do you learn from this whole story of the Gemara? That you're not allowed to be mater a neder or a shvua that has.
You know what's a pelet or chanatza? It's like he knew
he asked the right questions. Next Mishnah.
Next.
Things that I like. And they're not like the Ein Chachamim. Moedim Uvacham do not admit. The Chachamim do not admit to Ketzer. Amar Kodem Shani Noisa Yes Ploinis Shavir Ra. I will not marry this woman under no condition. No, why? The Shver. The Shver is Ra. He's an evil man. I don't want to marry. So they said Amar told him Mace. They told him, you know, when you made that Shavua, he was alive.
But now he's dead.
Now he's no longer here. Or Shasa Teshuva. So is this called Noilat or not?
Yeah.
This goes back to what we said before with the case of becoming poor.
Yeah.
Right? Next. I will never enter into this bias. Sha'kelev ra b'soicha. There's a bad dog inside. Oy sha'nochash b'soicha. Amuloy meis ha'kelev oy sha'nerek ha'nochash.
After the shu'ah, after the neder. Yeah.
So harezeh kenoilat ve'enoy kenoilat. So this is called nishtahi nishtaher.
Why?
We'll see why. Find the Ein Chacham and the Loi. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Yesh Ramein Lefishu Kitoyle Nidre Bedover." The Kavon the Amar Shaviyara Mashma Chosman Shaviyara. Therefore, Kishemeis also Chuvah Shari. So the Ran learns the Pshat in the Mishnah is because when you say something like this, you're not really making a statement. What you're saying is you're making a Tanai. This type of expression.
I'm not going to marry because. As long as your father's bad,
Russia. You see, you said it very good. You're very good. You see, he's a genius. He said, as long. He said that you have to translate the words in this other as long. Not,
so he conditioned it, he stipulated.
Oh, you see, he has all the vocabulary, this guy. You should give the share.
Nay.
It's not a fact. It's as long. That's the key words. As long as your father is Ra, I will not marry
him. So what about the Kelev and Nachash?
Zal Mazach. When it comes to that, as long as there's a dog in this house, I'm not going in. Now, but other situations, like we learned before, I guess you have to judge every case. It has to be understood independently. Individually.
So what's the machlek? Rameir would hold in this condition?
No. Rameir holds it. The Chacham is not might. The Chacham said when you say this, it's not as long. The question is,
it's not as long, but it's because. And therefore,
when the dog is removed, the person becomes a tzaddik, it's noilat. It's mamish noilat.
So according to the Chachamim, they would say that.
It doesn't matter. It's still called noilat. No one here is coming to disagree with noilat. Noilat is no good. Noilat is no good. The question here is, when you say certain expressions,
noilat is good when we can be meifer.
No, you cannot use noilat according to everyone. There are Meir and the Chacham. You cannot ever use noilat as a Pesach. The question is, when you make these statements,
who says that when you cannot make a Pesach?
That's according. We're going down according to the Chachamim. We're not going like a Beliez. The only one that says you can be
matter.
Both agree noilat is out.
I got it.
The only question is does this preclude a case? In other words, when you made this statement, do you mean is it a condition? Or is it a statement?
So according to the Chacham say?
The Chacham say it's a statement. It's not a condition.
And
it's
therefore?
A statement. Therefore, it's anything that changes in the future is noilat.
Oh, and you can be made
for it. You can be made for
it. I got it.
According to our mayor, you never made a statement. You made a condition. As long as this person is right. Gemara. Koinam she'ani nichnas. Find base noilat. So according to the Chacham, it's called noilat. Like what you said, it's a condition. According to the Chacham that says it's going to be mutter, and it's going to be mutter, it's not because you are to stay. It's a condition.
Yeah.
As long. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kivar no, it's a stand up shot. When it says in the Mishnah Mace, it does not mean that he died later after. It means kivar Mace. Just change the death certificate. You go into the right people.
You mean he wasn't aware at the time?
Right. Or maybe he was aware. You just have to know where, how to go and manipulate the documents the right way.
So since he was not aware that he died, so therefore,
he aware.
Where he did tshuva?
So in the mail, that's a Pesach. So what's the chiddush? What's this pasha then? Shekvar meis. Shekvar is a tshuva kamula. when it's there's no this is this, everyone agrees that it's a statement. In the case of here, the case of the Mishnah is he already.
And why is the Chumash says not
so
a pasach?
So
why the Chumash says not?
He is looking kasha. Let's see the Ran. Ran over here says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Kavar is giving words to Shuvah coming on Kiloimar.
Ran
the last line of the page.
Kiloimar.
Kiloimar. Shemais koyde nidroi. Vavle negatos. Vitzarichin Rabbi Yochanan. Hechik zani yesh dvar mshen ki noilash. Became the Kavar meis ledami lino leklal. So the kasha over here is the koyde Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make sense, this answer, because this is not called Yesh Kin Noilach. It's not Noilach. That's Gemara's Kasha. So what's the Gemara's question? Let's see. Mosiv of Rabbi Abba, let's go by the more expense. Mosiv of Rabbi Abba, Koinom, Shai, Shani, Yisrael, Lepoin, Skiku. No, it's a new case. So what's the answer? Ron's Kasha. I don't know what the answer is. Ron's not giving the answer. Koinom, give him the Gemara's Kasha. You want to do more? We have more time. Massive of a koinam she'en meisel lepanis k'ura. She's ugly. This is the story.
Okay, now I'm gonna say.
Mahari noya. She's beautiful. Shechoyra. Marei levana kitzara really arucha. Mutter ball. Loi mivnei. Shekura v'nasis nov shukar 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 v'nasis. Maybe you want to come on Shabbos, 3 o'clock? Why not? Come back. Chazorboch. You want to come maybe on Shabbos?
Oh my!
What?
Oh my!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Invasionists. No, sorry, I made a mistake. Cool.